Hey, Jeff here. If you like the podcast, you might dig this. Dan Hodgins is going to join Lisa Murphy and I for 3 gigs in 2018. We're going to be in Portland, Oregon, Indianapolis, Indiana, and Madison, Wisconsin. We're calling it the Talking Play Tour because that's what we're going to be doing, talk and play. You can learn more at playvolutionhq.com/events. Hope to see you there.
I'm so fat and full and happy.
Hearing you.
There we go. Hey, welcome to the Child Care Bar and Grill. Welcome to the Child Care and Bar and Grill podcast. Jeff Johnson coming to you live from upstairs studio, laying on the deck is Gigi the Wonder Dog. We got Lisa Murphy.
Hello.
We got Tasha Johnson.
Aloha.
And this episode, we're talking about getting old. We're going to check into some past episodes, some other things that have come up in the whole getting old process. I was thinking about this the other day when I was eating sardines for lunch.
And kippers.
For the fourth day in a row.
Gee, you.
Well, I got some thoughts for you. One is, went through 46 years of my life without eating a sardine, as far as I know, and then...
Oh, excuse us.
That was a motorcycle in the back.
And I almost yelled, hey, you kids.
Get off my lawn!
Turn down that noise with your chopper bikes. Anyway, we're living on the road in Australia, and we picked up some sardines as just a little snacky thing.
Oh,
and
yes.
A little bit of... Wait, you don't like sardines?
Yes, we had them.
Do you like them?
Yes.
Oh, I do not like them.
You do not like them. Well,
they're too salty.
They're oily, and I can't look at them, and I can only eat a few, and it's like, yeah, it's more I have to wash my hands a gazillion times. Yeah.
Thanks for joining us for sardine talk. Anyway, one of the things...
You put it in a food processor and make it into a nice Caesar salad dressing, I'm all for it.
But if it looks like a fish, not new.
A little bit of, some nice sun-warmed fresh tomatoes and a little bit of cheese. And
that works.
Yeah,
cheese,
and the sardines. Yeah.
But
see, it's not the necessary thing. I just don't want to think about what I'm eating during the day. And so I thought maybe that's kind of an old guy thing, just kind of falling into that routine. But then the other thing is I've been listening to a lot of, that when I finish up my podcasts I like to listen to. I listen to audiobooks, and it's just about all history. So I thought, old guy thing. And then the last couple of years I started drinking tea more, and I'm thinking, old guy thing.
You should say, Tasha, tell him what you said the other night. He's not getting old. He's turning British.
Oh,
British.
Yeah, no,
yes. He's turning British. He's not turning Japanese, he's turning British.
And then even worse, I made my own tea because I had like extra mint, and then I dried that out. And
you had extra mint.
Had extra mint.
Not extra.
not excrement. that hasn't been an issue so far. I had extra mint and dried it out and to make my own tea. That was delicious, and I kind of feel good about that. And then I've been fussing over my garden because we've been home for the first time during summertime for a long time, and so I thought maybe we should do an episode about getting older. Either one of you getting old, and if you say you're not, I've got information to counter that.
I might chronologically be getting older, but I don't feel old in my head.
I didn't
head.
Say I feel old.
I'm not
in my
saying
head.
That you said
I just,
that.
Well,
I'm
no,
just
I'm just
saying
just
I don't
nuances.
I didn't come to the table with a bullet list of things that make me think I might be getting old.
Well, in our 360 some episodes, we have done two on hot flashes,
which I don't get anymore.
Episode 18 and 199. If you want to go check in,
I believe that because I remember doing them. I'm just saying I do not get them anymore.
Oh, maybe you're younger. Maybe is PJ the fountain of youth?
I don't know. Maybe. He does live in Florida.
Did you find the fountain of youth
in
Florida?
I did. That's not his name.
And so we got that going on. No more flash. No more. That's gone.
What?
The hot flash thing? No.
Yeah,
more.
Seriously. No, I don't.
We don't have any more sexy hot flash talk because those were popular episodes. Those were popular episodes.
Well, what would be curious for me to get feedback on is whether or not anybody else found that, like, for 2 years they were, like, every month on the month, and then poof, they stopped. So I'm wondering how much of it might have been emotional, psychological, and stress induced because that was all happening during the pre-divorce.
Well,
time frame.
Or just adding to it.
We've talked about it before, the mind, body. I mean,
oh, yeah,
there's the connection
definitely.
There.
Yeah.
What about your...
My funk?
What about your funk?
My foot funk?
If you, listeners, if you refer... We've documented Lisa.
Please clarify the kind of funk that I had.
We've documented Lisa falling apart. That was episode 286. If you want to go back and listen about Lisa's funk.
I got a nasty fungus on my ankle, which I still think, but can't prove, that I got it from the
yoga
studio.
Yeah.
And only because of where it was.
On the floor, that's right.
Because
yeah,
it was right where, like, if your foot was resting off of your mat, it was yep, right at that crease of your ankle on the dorsal side of your foot. And it was gross. And because I didn't, you know, I'm not a doctor, I thought it was eczema because I had that once, you know. So
well,
I think,
yes,
oh,
course,
it's eczema. So I put the eczema stuff on it. And come to find out, that was, like, the worst possible thing I could have been doing. And the doctor was like, it's like you've been pouring gas on a fire. And then so they gave me this other stuff to do. And then I was going to Japan to do the gig in Tokyo. And they have really, really strict rules on medicine you can bring in.
On funk?
And no, not no, just on, like, you like
what
nothing.
You can bring in.
Like, you can't have anything on your person. And so I had to get a special letter saying why I had this topical ointment for my ankle. And finally it went away, but my God, that was an embarrassing stage of my
well, and
life.
Well, on your top of the foot, you're more apt to see it more often.
Well,
too.
I'll tell you, because at the time I was wearing a lot at my gigs, like capri jeans and those capri green pants, and so you could see it. And so then I put one of those wicked big, you know, like big Band-Aids on it.
Yeah,
but
that helped it.
Sweaty at the gig, and so it's falling off. I'm like, this is just disgusting. That was a really rough time for me.
Well, at least we talked about it in a podcast and shared it with
and brought
it
you.
Back
talked
up.
About it in a
shared,
podcast.
We shared.
I still remember your leg up on the chair and you
look. Like you
want to
look at it?
It.
You're gonna talk about it. I'm gonna look at it.
We shared that information with our dozens of listeners,
which are now fewer dozen. So that's more falling apart. That's not getting old.
Yeah, well, I mean, don't they go hand in hand? No, I just feel. And the sardine thing I didn't touch on is that where the old guy smells comes from?
Oh yeah, you had mentioned.
Yeah,
that.
Okay,
so the only old guys I've ever hung out around with are my grandpas, mm-hmm, and my grandpas ate what my grandmas put in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them got kind of, you know, every day we have tuna fish and egg salad, and then we mix them together, and then we put them on a cracker.
I am getting old because that sounds delightful.
Because that sounds delicious, right? So, and I'm like, ah, ah. And then the other side was always steak because he was a butcher. So, you know, I don't know. I have no theory.
No old guy smell. Well,
I've smelled the old guy smell.
Okay.
You know, but
so.
Because I had, you know, volunteer internship hours at the, you know, the old folks' home. So I guess I've interacted more with old. But you know what I'm saying, like with your family and
yeah,
stuff. The only
yeah,
old
yeah,
guys I've been around
well,
were my grandparents.
I challenge you with your traveling. When you're in the airports and sitting on the airplane, when you come across that old guy smell, start asking some questions for me. Because I'm not trying to rush into the old guy smell. I just want to kind of do some preventative stuff.
But is
if
it
I
a
can.
Bathing thing? Like, are they worried they're going to fall down, or do they think because they're not maybe out doing a lot of work that they don't need to bathe as much? I mean, I don't know. I'm just thinking off the top of my head.
I don't know. There's not a memo that shows up. I mean, maybe
with your ARP enrollment,
yeah.
It comes
yeah. Yeah, like
how
I'm,
to prevent old
like
guy
I'm,
smell.
Like I'm 48. Am I 48?
Yes.
I'm 48, and so maybe when I turn 50, it shows up in the mail, just kind of the...
welcome to an old guy kit.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Which old guy smell would you like to be?
There's like an online survey to take.
Yeah, I just want to you know, do a little bit to prevent that and...
thank you, dear.
And prepare for it. Oh, yeah, I thought, you know, do it for the people.
or just Tasha.
But no, yeah.
you do it for the people.
do it for the ladies.
Because you know what they like.
thanks, babe.
You're welcome, dear.
I'm also looking forward to being an old dude because I
you
think
you just want to yell at people and get away
well,
with
I
it.
Mean,
well, I think that's a privilege.
Well, crap. Right. Then I've been if I mean
You've
then
been
I've been
an old guy
I've
for
a
long
time.
I've been an old guy for 20 years already. If that's the case,
chronologically, it's more socially acceptable now. He's that old.
We'll cut him some slack.
Exactly.
I mean, I feel I'll start. You know, I've ranted in other episodes about the people who stop in the grocery store aisle to chat right in the middle of the aisle and can't even pull the fuck
That's
over to
the side.
That's
not an old guy
That's
thing.
Not
That's
not
just a people thing.
Well, it's a lot of old guys do it.
Maybe they find it their right and privilege.
I don't
to
know
do
what
that.
I'm gonna. I'm
an
start,
old guy.
I don't know
stop
if I'm gonna
here.
Start.
We'll
start
piss
doing
this old
that.
Younger kid off.
Maybe I'm gonna start doing that. Maybe I'm gonna start really calling people out for it. I don't know what's gonna happen, but I just feel there's a lot more freedom that comes with an old guy. You don't have to worry about stuff. Maybe you just worry about different stuff.
Maybe you worry about different stuff, like slipping in the shower and breaking your hip.
Oh, jeez. Well, I got the dog. I've been walking more, staying flexible with the dog. That's good. Let's talk about your nose piercing.
The one I didn't get.
The one you didn't get that I'm taking full credit.
Because I forgot to go get it done. Maybe that's me getting old.
I'm still taking full credit for you not getting it. So, listener, shall I shut up?
No, it's
okay,
fine.
It's fine. Okay, so a month ago?
Yeah, probably.
About a month ago.
I don't know.
Sorry, yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Now, it's not on your calendar.
I'm making my little list now of evidence that I am getting old. I don't remember shit. I forget words.
So something's going. We're messaging back and forth, and I've seen through a network of spies that I have that Lisa's thinking about getting a nose piercing, and I'm like, don't do that. You're too old for that. And she is like,
bullshit.
How dare you? And then I explained to her why she is, in fact, too old for it and sent her a bunch of pictures of...
You sure spent a lot of time.
Very
you
old
really
ladies.
Didn't want me to get my nose pierced.
Oh, we wouldn't be able to... The podcast would have had to end.
He actually... Dear listeners, he actually said that if I had gotten off the plane with a nose piercing, he would have turned around and left my ass in the airport.
I did my research, and according to the people of the internet, the 30s is about when you give up with the nose piercings.
Why?
Beyond that, you're too old. Well,
and who made that rule?
The people of the internet,
who you always believe.
The people of the internet are my people. Most of my living is made one way or another connected to the people of the internet. So I'm very connected to the people of the internet.
So seriously, I mean, honestly, would it be hard for you to look at me with an... Because now I'm going to go get one.
No, it would be incredibly hard.
I told him I was going to put a Band-Aid over it. You know, like how when you go to the restaurant and they make the servers put a Band-Aid over it so, like, you're not going to know they have a nose piercing.
No,
or on their ears.
It wouldn't have been hard for me. I just would have been so embarrassed for you.
For reals?
You were trying to hold on to your youth so much that you would
do that. Not like
that
at all.
Oh, yeah, it is. Why do I think that?
Yeah.
Because that's what it is.
So what happens when I finally show up with my full sleeve that I've just been saving my money for? Is that going to be the same thing for you? Full sleeves as in tattoos?
Well, then I'll ask you to go put on some full sleeves. I guess it depends on how the turkey wing is doing.
The turkey wing? Oh, my flabby guy?
Yes.
Yeah, if you keep that firm, then I get no problem with it.
Look at this physical criteria.
Only if this were a video show.
So if I have flabby under my arms, I'm not allowed to get tattooed.
What if you?
Well, no, you're allowed to. But
what if she
has
the correct tattoo that just goes along with?
Maybe it's a dancing girl.
Oh, watch out!
If it's like a flock of seagulls or something, or you tattoo a turkey wing under your arm.
Heather is probably her ears are steaming right now.
Okay, a little bit old for it. Heather, a little bit too old for the...
I disagree 100%. I think it doesn't care at all. I don't care. I don't think that kind of stuff matters.
So...
Here's some evidence of inconsistency.
Okay.
Right? So...
Which we love on the podcast.
No, I don't, because it makes me go, oh, shit, I'm being a little inconsistent, and that's one of my hot buttons. So, like, nose piercing, different color hair, funky haircut, like, to me, I don't care at all. Now, I will say that in my brain, there's a style of, like, dressing that I really still am drawn to, like, just as a person, like, a style of clothing and stuff, that I absolutely refuse to let myself do, because I don't want to be that woman who's approaching 50 trying to hold on to being younger than she is. Mm-hmm. So there's something about the attire that I totally am like, oh, no, I can't do that. But then there's something about body adornment that doesn't come under the same category.
So what is that style?
Oh, my God. I've said this on the air before. I would look like the little girl that fell out of a Hot Topic store. I mean, I totally would. I would have my little white shirt on all tied up, and I'd have a little pleated plaid skirt on and thigh-high socks and big old Doc Marten boots. And then I go there, and I'm like, damn, I wish I could wear that. And then, of course, everybody who works at Hot Topic is like, why can't you? And I'm like, because I'm 49. Or how old am I? 47. I'm 47. And they're like, who cares? And I'm like, I love that. I love that. Fuck you. Who cares? I love that attitude. But in reality, I would be so embarrassed.
It
wouldn't feel comfortable, even though I love it. I love it. And when I see women who have the balls to do it, I think fucking awesome. And the girls who wear kind of like that pin-up-y, you know, look, and the pussycat girls and the bangs and the things and the red lipstick and the black eyeliner. Oh, I love that. I could just stare at them. I'm like, damn, I wish I could do that. And the reality is that if I really wanted to, I know I could.
Yes.
But there's a part of me that I'm uncomfortable with it, and I will totally own it and admire it from a distance. But yet something about hair coloring and tattoos and piercings, for whatever reason, doesn't fall into the same category for me.
Well, then you're lucky I saved you from the embarrassment of other people looking at you and thinking what they'd be thinking if you were in the other stuff. You're welcome.
but then, you know, I maybe on that, those three things, I don't really care,
you know,
what other people think.
You
but
know
like
how
the clothing, I'd be totally distracted, like, oh, my God.
You know how sometimes, in other episodes, we've talked about how it's good to have an ally.
Somebody who,
somebody's
like,
got your back.
Is
gonna,
Jeff's smacking you back in. Nope.
That's what I'm being for you on this topic.
Is it?
Yeah. It's because I care about you so much, and I tried to save you from that. Yeah. So are there things other than that particular style of clothing that at some point people get too old for?
Well, that's my bias. I mean, I don't care what other people do, but I mean, I think I'm too old to dress like that at this juncture.
Okay. But
is there anything else I'm too old to be doing?
Well, no, it won't take you out of the.
Well, no. Sometimes it's easier to respond to the question if I'm filtering it through my bias or my lens.
You're walking through the airport and you see somebody wearing something or doing something or virtue signaling something, and you're thinking, oh, really? You're too young or too old or too whatever for that.
I don't know. I don't know.
Nothing's
popping into
is
my head.
Now you're going to notice it when you go
now
to the airport.
Notice, yeah,
is
on Wednesday.
There,
yeah.
Okay, tube tops or yoga pants. Is there a time that those
but
things should be given?
Here's the thing, though. Dude, I really, you got knock your freaking self out. I really honestly don't care. I might not, or I
might,
you know,
not.
I'm not going to wear a tube top right now. But the only reason I'm not going to wear a tube top right now is because I have body issues right now because of the weight I put on. That's the only reason.
They're just not comfortable.
Yeah. That's the only reason right now that I would not be showing off more of my body.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
What other getting old stuff should we talk about?
You
got nothing? Well, how about old people's cereal? Are you going to eat any...
I don't eat cereal now.
Oh, I know, but are you planning on starting?
No.
Are you planning on...
Hi, I'm old now. Where's the old people cereal section?
What would that be? Like grape nuts?
I don't know. Like grape nuts.
There's grape nut flakes.
You're such a fucking nerd.
I don't know. I don't know what... I don't know... This is a silly episode.
I know. It's going to be the last one of any type that we try to talk about any... thing other than early learning that we can do, because you go dead on me.
It's not that I go dead. I just don't know where you're trying to go with this. Do you think that getting older changes your attitude? Okay. So let me throw this out there. I have watched people who were absolutely amazing with children start losing their patience.
Okay.
Because they were getting older.
Okay. Do you ever feel that coming on? Do you ever feel that you're in the middle of a presentation and you're like,
I don't know if that's because I'm getting older, but I think, and we've already talked about this, it's that sometimes that you look out in the audience and you're like, you know, could I just, if I started speaking gibberish, you know, how many of you are actually invested in why you're here today?
Can I do this for another 20 years?
Oh, well, I can, but that concerns me.
So what?
But that's not getting older. I don't think that has to do with... You know, I'm getting older now. I'm not patient with being on the road. I don't think that. I think actually getting older has made me a lot more calm on the road, because you have just that much more experience, so you're not the person freaking out
and running around.
Oh, my God, the flight's canceled. Shit. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
You just got kind of used to it. Any things on the bucket list?
On my bucket list?
No, on the guy across the street that was talking too loud earlier. Yeah, your bucket list.
I've not actually written it down. I mean, I would like to, okay. So if I had a magic wand, uh-huh. I would open some kind of a. I don't like the phrase children's museum, but it captures a visual for some people. Some kind of a huge please touch kind of environment. I would love to, you know, create some of those. Mm-hmm. You know, if money was no object, and have that be something that kind of lived on after me, kind of in the spirit of what we've always been out there talking about. You know, I mean, I get to travel now. I really like to travel, but you know, do I have
any traveling you want to do for fun?
Oh yeah, I do have a list of those places. I want to go to Prague. I want to go to I want to go to Iceland. Yeah, I've got a couple places that I want to go to.
Sounds fun.
Budapest.
I just want to not leave my deck. Sit here and eat sardines and grow tomatoes.
Get that old man smell going.
And I'll just leave them on the deck. It'll be fine.
I'll hose them off once in a while.
And then I'll die and leave my body to a child care program. Oh, listeners, go back and figure out which episode that's a callback to. We're not going to tell you. All right. Well, this is another one of those episodes. Hey.
Whoa, I dropped my... How many minutes have we been going?
About 20.
Okay, so I have an irrational fear of getting old that I'm going to forget stuff. And I don't know if I've talked about that on the podcast before. That is a worry I have about getting old.
Because?
My grandpa had last stages of Alzheimer's. That's how he died. My mom's dad. But mostly because it's not grounded in anything other than that's something that worries me about getting old, is that I will lose like my cognitive functioning. Mm-hmm. Or that my body... Or either way, like it's like one or the other, and because that's my black and white thinking. Like either you lose the ability to think, but your body is still 100% like mm-hmm. in motion, or the opposite, or you're so amazingly still there cognitively, but your body has completely fallen apart.
Well, yeah, and both you and Tasha said apparently if anybody ever has to clean up after you, you just put out an ice floe.
Yes, please.
That. Yeah, and I realize how awkward that is, and who's the person that's actually going to agree to that, but if quality of life to me is way more important than living until a certain number.
Yeah.
If I'm not able to still contribute in one way, manner, shape, or form, I my choice would be to not still be around.
Choice, I mean,
I would not want to be that kind of a burden.
Yeah.
And, you know, I realize a lot of people say that.
But you get to that state and you can't do anything about it.
Well, I mean, if you've written that down somewhere prior, if that's really your intention, right, being preventative.
You give me a letter and a signal and I'll take it.
Take me out back.
I'll take you out.
Throw a tomato at me. Feed me to the fishes in the pond.
I don't think it would be appropriate to record how exactly it would be handled, but I have some ideas. I mean, not that I've been thinking about
the internet's helped
that I've been
him.
Not that I've been writing. Not that I have a secret list of
how to take out Lisa Murphy.
But I'm just saying. Not Lisa Murphy. Murphy particularly. But you know, we could disappear you.
Jeez.
So I mean, if you ever
you're gonna be a first on the list if she disappears us.
I'd be proud.
I'll have to start doing updates. I just updated my life insurance policy for the record. If anything happens in the next 20 days, here is the real beneficiary. No, I think about that sometimes, and I've joked about it in the workshops only because joking about it allows me to kind of make peace with it and not have it be such an irrational fear. But I mean, I've looked at a pencil before and have been like, I have no fucking clue what the name of that thing is. That thing that you write with that has an eraser on the end. And you know, people are like, a pencil? And you're like, yes, a pencil. And like I totally forgot what it was.
A pen?
And people are like, well, that happens when you get old. And I'm like, oof, I don't want to go down that path. But I also know that the body goes where the mind goes, right? So I try not to overthink this or dwell on it, which I don't. I talk about it when it comes up like this. Yeah. It's not like I'm sitting around every day thinking, oh my God, is this a pen? Is this a pencil? You know, I'm not like that.
You're not going around labeling everything.
Right. It's a print-rich environment.
You have Adam Sandler coming in and teaching you stuff every day? Like
yeah,
that,
oh my gosh. That, I did see that movie, First Date or something like that. So anyway, I just thought since we were on this topic, I'd be honest.
50 first date.
Is
see
it
your memory's
see,
going.
Already
memory's
gone.
Going. What about death itself? You worry, you fret, you just get. Oh, we took a strong turn there. The being old and losing that ability. That's
I don't
want to
lose my faculties.
Yeah, but I mean,
I really don't, and I realize I have probably no control over that.
Uh-huh.
But if I got to a point where, God forbid, and I'm not inviting that was to happen, you know, I like to think that I would have already made arrangements for that. I do not want
to
live an extra 10 years
just
science can keep me alive. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, you do what you can. I mean, you eat good and you exercise. And I mean, since March when we recorded, I can't remember which episode it was, but I'd mentioned I turned into a little bit of a fat ass. I've knocked 25 pounds off since.
Congratulations.
Since that, because I mean, you do what you can, and I'd be happy to be an old guy, but I want to be able to put on my own shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
So that kind of thing. But as far as the worrying about stuff, I'm just not tuned into my own life enough to think about it. But I don't worry about any of that stuff. And I mean, death itself. I mean. All you can do is live life the best you can day to day, and then
I do think
eventually you check out. And I mean,
I don't like to get all like meme oriented and inspirational quote oriented, but there have been things that have come across my radar, especially in the last couple of years with the transition in my life and going through the divorce and everything that'll like go, oh wow, you know, let's kind of tune back into right here and right now. And I'm not a big fan of some days or next time or, you know, if it's going to happen, let's find a way to make it happen. But if you start in with the, well, someday we'll go do this, I will tune that conversation out, or we'll be like, we're either going to do it or we're not going to do it. But, you know, I don't live for a someday kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean.
Either go to Prague or don't go to Prague. But don't tell me 99 times that you want to go to Prague.
Yeah, you just do the thing, and then when the time comes that you punch out, then I mean,
I will have known I've went to Prague.
Yeah, I mean,
just as an example, I have no like kind of weird infatuation with Prague.
Yeah.
It's just been the thing that jumped up in my head.
Yeah, I mean, if I don't wake up tomorrow, I'm cool with the way the 48 years went. And
there
that's,
you go.
That's cool. And I mean, as far as life goes, I guess that's the best you can. I just thought of this. I have gotten to the point where. A year or so ago, I got a new pair of work boots, and the last pair I had was like 15 or 20 years. I mean, you wear them until they wore out, and I mean, it takes 10 years to break them in and they get comfortable. And I thought, well, I'm probably going to only going to have to buy one or two pairs after this.
You talked about that when you got those boots.
I kind of dig that. I think, because I hate going shopping for boots, so I don't have to do this too much anymore.
Might be my last time.
I don't have to do this too many more times, so that's good. I appreciate that kind of stuff. And so it's a little bit of the countdown, I guess. Speaking of countdowns, we come up on a half an hour with this episode about nothing. You can consider this one of our Seinfeld episodes. the podcast about nothing. We'll come back next time and talk about. We'll pretend like we're waiting in line at a Chinese restaurant or something, where we can't find the car in a parking garage. Lisa's looking at me because she hasn't watched enough Seinfeld because she's reading fucking fairy tales. this has been the Child Care Bar and Grill Podcast.
Whatever.
Back soon with another episode. You know, if we wake up in the morning. Bye bye.
Bye.
What?
Say bye bye.
Oh.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye-bye.
's been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production. Hey, we need your support to keep the podcasts flowing. Go to explorationsearlylearning.com/support to learn how. One of the big things you can do is shop Amazon with the link we provide. You buy your cat food, you buy your kids' books, you buy whatever it is you buy on Amazon, you pay the regular price. We get a small percentage of it. Everybody wins. A lot of people are doing it. It really supports the shows, and we really appreciate it. Give it a try. Thanks.